Thank you for coming in to our program today. My name is Minister John Corum. Ministering is what I do, and also evangelizing. This is Given Hope Evangelist Ministries, and today it's about the third leg of Gather, the 3G network, which is growing. We have said in the last few weeks about the power of the 3G network, go, gather, and grow. That is actually what our ministry motto is, to go, gather, and grow, coming from Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. And we are called also not to go, but also to train and to grow people and to make disciples of all people. So therefore, as we continue to look into our motto, go, gather, and grow, we're going to be coming into the growing, and what it means to grow, and how we go about the tools, and also the things that we need to grow, whether it be people, church, daily devotions, things that we can use on for ourselves, things that we can use, in other words, that people can help us as we can grow. So as we come to pray, let's go into word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray this time that we will have, that we can also understand the power of growing in God, the power in growing in God and making disciples of others. So as we talk about this today, let's be reminded that this is only for those who are in leadership, and also it's for those, and it's a training tool that we can train and understand and help us to understand the very important factor in growing in our faith. So in Jesus' name we pray, amen. The thrust of the day is about making disciples. So in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 through 20, it talks about, it gives us a tool, give us an outline of what we can do as believers in Jesus Christ, as leaders in Jesus Christ. And as we look into that to that text today, I'm going to go ahead and do a pre-recording, the word that comes today is from Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. So Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. And Jesus said and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It says in the first part, it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. And then it tells us how we were to baptize them. Then it goes back into teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I had commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world. So that's a command that God gave the disciples to go and to teach all nations. And how they were teaching them? They were to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I had commanded you. So basically, what the disciples' responsibility was is to go out and to teach the message that God gave them, that Jesus gave them to learn, or they learned from Jesus Christ, the things that Jesus Christ said, the things that he did. Because Jesus Christ, if you look at it, he did so, his words that he said, his teaching that he did was so much powerful than we can fathom. And then seeing all this is talking about making disciples. As to teach them to observe all things that I commanded you, that I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth. See, it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. See, our goal is to teach people how to grow. The leaders who are in leadership, one of their responsibilities is not just preaching the word, but also teaching the word so that people can grow in that relationship with God. And what is growth? Growth is a way of mature, growing in our faith. We ourselves, as we grow up and understand the things, concept of school. We learn from first grade to the 12th grade, and some people do have a post graduation to go to college, but it's a way of learning the things that God has given us to learn. We cannot stay babies forever. So there should be a period of growth, a continued day of growing in God. Growing in God the right way. So today I'm gonna have a two-part series. This is gonna be on the ministerial side. After we go and gather, and now it's time for growth. There will be some people that will come in our way that will tell us or inform us that we who are believers in Jesus Christ, in other words, they will come and tell us, I need to be saved. So they come into a point where they become saved. May not have no inkling of God. So those who are in the church, we can't rely on the pastors for everything, but we must rely on the teachings and the leadership to train up the person in the way that they need to go. I mean, we basically have to get to the root of the problem, the understanding where the people lies, we're understanding where the people is, and knowing an understanding of God. So we got maybe have to start it at something slow. Let's talk about John and see the miracles of Jesus and see what Jesus did and how he related to people, how he had compassion to one another, how he had that love for one another. And so therefore, we have to really understand as leaders that the coming of their faith in God. So we can't push a stake in front of a person that doesn't have any teeth. But we got to give them something that they can digest, and they can really understand the concept of having both physical and spiritual food in their lives. So therefore, it has to be a structure and saying, this is how we're going to do these with the new converts that are coming in. We need to teach them at their level so that we can't be over their head, but understanding where they are. Because we can't have somebody to come into church and start shabakim, shabukubai, speaking in tongues, and that is something that people may be afraid of. So we have to give them, start them where they are, meet their needs, ask them, what do you want to know about Jesus? What do you want to know about the things of Jesus? And if they don't have any clue, start from the basics to understand who Jesus is, understanding the concept of the Bible. Let them know, give them a Bible so they can read. And they can read, give them a way to where they can listen to the Bible on any type of platform. So therefore, it's the leader's responsibility, and also to train up the people in the church the way that they need to go. Not only that, but when it comes to the family of God, I mean, believers and those who are in the church, and we can lead a person to Jesus Christ, but we got to follow up on that leading the person to Jesus Christ. And it's a lifetime of growing in God. It's a lifetime growing in Jesus Christ. It's a lifetime commitment and knowing and understanding the things of the Holy Spirit. And once we have asked Christ to come in, once they have people have asked Christ to come into their life, we need to, leadership needs to have, tell them how to have that relationship with God. Tell them this is set. See, this is just the first part of this is for the leaders. And the next part is telling them what to do and basically understanding the concept and growing in God. And so to leaders, I'm letting you know and give you that footprint of how to go about teaching and ministering to those people who have just came to Jesus Christ. And we do this by we can't be alone with a person. We have to have another person with us as we minister to the people and minister to their needs and minister to where they are at. Because sometimes we don't want to get in a compromising position. So therefore, when we have two people in two or three people within a Bible study, we can grow, we can make them into into a position where we can grow him. So therefore, the first point is, do not, if you really don't know the person, have someone else there that they can be a part of the Bible study, a part of the fellowship, again, to grow this person. So have two or more people within the meeting for the Bible study, if you don't really know the person. Know the person, understand the person, then that's a good time to basically understand the concept about growing in God. Secondly, we got to know the scriptures ourselves in order to teach somebody. So we can't teach anybody if we don't know the word of God itself, or we don't know the true meaning of the word of God. So that's why leaders have to understand the Bible, understand the concept, understanding what God is saying to them at this particular time, in this particular region, at this particular time. So next thing you have to be, as leaders, we have to be ready and be ready to teach the people of the word. And how can we teach a person if we are not equipped to, if we don't know the word itself? So we have to understand and know the God's word for ourselves. And that would give the newcomers the confidence and growing in God. And also, we ourselves as leaders, we rely on God's power and God's strength to help us to interpret the scriptures so the new convert can know and understand the principles of God and understand the power of God. And also the time that is set apart to have these studies with the person, it has to be on a consistent basis. It can't be one day here, another day there, another 2 weeks ago. It has to be on a consistent basis, one day a week, the same time, almost every week, so that they'd be ready for the Bible, be ready for the study, and ready to grow in the nature of God. And also, give them also, when it comes to teaching or ministering the word to the new convert, give them something, a lesson plan, so they can follow and you can discuss the scriptures. The first thing, like I said, the first thing we can start is with the book of John. Because John tells us a lot of things about Jesus, and a lot of things that he encountered, a lot of things that he said about it says that I came to do the will of my Father, the one that sent me. So as we have to remind you what type of spirit that Jesus had, he had a humble spirit. He had a humble position about him. He didn't see it to be robbery against God, but he humbled himself to a point where he did what God told him to do. And we see Jesus praying. And this basic concept of this is what the new convert needed to do, this, and that. But basically the first focal point of a new convert is to develop a time with God and develop a relationship with God, one-on-one personal relationship, because God deals with us on a different level, each person a different level, each different person a different responsibility, each person a different understanding and concept of God according to their faith that is in God, Jesus Christ. And therefore, the other point I want to say is that to grow in God, like you say, is a personal thing. And by having a group by Bible study or the individual Bible study or it will help each person or the individual people to grow in a way and understand God in the fullness and understanding God and the right of the understanding God and his concept and his ways and understanding Jesus Christ, understanding the Bible and understanding the concept. And also, if it had to be, you have to start from the ground level and work yourself up. Tell them what the Bible is. Tell them about what the thing. Give them the information that they need or are searching for to help them understand. To grow in God is a continual process. Growing in God is a never-ending, it's a lifetime a living. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime instructions from God. And also, it's a lifestyle. A lifestyle of learning and depending on Jesus Christ, depending on God, and looking at the things that the Holy Spirit can do for you and with you as you are led by the Spirit. And then through it all, and sometimes you might have to go out and beyond the Bible and get the commentaries, get those resources that you need to either that. And that next thing that leaders need to do is not only teach the Word of God directly, but give them some extra insight of understanding of the Scriptures. They might need a version of the Bible that is suitable to their needs, suitable to their desires, suitable to what they can understand and concept. So we have different forms of publications out there that gives us the meaning or understanding what the Bible represents. So we have different version and final version of the Bible that they can relate to, they can understand, so that they can know and understand what the Bible speaks about, what the Bible is of. So this is John Quorum. I'm a minister as well as evangelist. You can call me an evangelistic minister. So therefore, I just wanted to give you this time of breaking in here and let you know that this is Giving Hope Evangelism Ministries. And the podcast is A Daily Dose of Medicine for Your Spiritual Soul. So this is only a tool, a way for understanding the concept of go, gather, and grow. We have talked about going. We talked about gathering. So now we're talking about the next two parts. It's about understanding the concept of growing. And the first part is for the leaders. What is the leader's responsibility in growing the new convert? And we have just talked about things that we have talked about so far is that having understanding meet the person's needs, understanding the person. Secondly is divide that time every week to set up a teaching tool, a teaching time outside of the church, not during regular worship service, not in Sunday school, but outside of the church. Give them the instructions into the manual that they need to really understand where do they go from there. And even in the book of John, that I remember that was the first thing that I learned about making disciples of Jesus Christ or discipling them, teaching them. Start from the book of John, and that will give us the concept. Sometimes if they don't even know anything about the Bible, tell them about what the Bible is. Tell them about it's the Word of God. Tell them about the things of the Bible. So give them instructions. Give them some lessons to learn. Give them some instructions, some lesson points that can be learned within the time frame, you know, of them growing. And sometimes you might have to start from the baby steps and work yourself up to the as each month goes on, they can grow. But some people might have a concept of the Bible. So we got, again, you got to meet them where they need, meet them where they're at. Secondly, give them publications about the Bible. Give them some more information about the Bible, comes commentaries, some things that they can read or know or see outside of the, that will help them to understand the Bible more. See, sometimes people may not they read the Bible, but they might have some questions. So encourage them to write down the questions. If they don't know the what they're saying, write down the questions and then you can explain to them what the Scripture is saying. So, but again, also the next thing that's on the agenda is to be patient. Be patient with the one you are discipling. And because with patience, it would show that the one you're discipling, shipping with, it will show them that you care for them, Show them that you love them. Show them that as a believer in Jesus Christ, you want them to have the best that they can be, have the best that they can offer. Jesus gave the best that he could. Jesus gave the best advice to others as they were out in different places. And remember, we got to grow them into a spiritual place, or get to know them first and then start growing them at where they are at. And also, another thing is that as we continue on, we all have different opinions. We all have different way of looking at things. We all have different point of views. And we have to, sometimes one person's point of view may not be the other person's point of view. But do not fuss, or do not get agitated or aggravated or anything that they may not know. They might ask you some questions, some simple questions. But our goal is to train and to help them to grow in their faith in God. Not a faith in people, but a faith in God. And growing in a way that is natural, and growing in a way that both is natural and spiritually. And also we have to understand that being a disciple or growing in God is a lifetime commitment. And it's a lifetime commitment to all the believers who are in Jesus Christ. It's a lifetime commitment of doing things for God and not just for yourself. And so therefore, we got to be reminded about that. And meaning that as the young converts come to Jesus Christ, as the converts come to Jesus Christ, we got to also teach them according to their understanding and the concept that we have in God. And sometimes, and then not just, don't put in your personal perspective or your personal give them what the Bible is actually saying and comment on what they might not know, but don't interject your beliefs or your religious belief that could confuse them even more. But just talk about what the scripture is saying. It's on a basic level of understanding, so that they can make up their mind of how they can go out and understand and interpret the scriptures, and understand the scriptures, and they can go to after they get the discipleship, then they can make up their mind of what denomination they want to be in, and they may join the church. Or they may come to you for looking for advice. They're looking for a way to understand the scriptures. Give them what the scriptures is actually saying, and don't put in your revelation or your thoughts or your mind, but put in your what God's given ability to use your God-given ability to make disciples of other people. So that's the second. That's the next one. Using your God-given ability to train up a person, and don't put in your spiritual belief or your spiritual doctrine in front of things, but let God resources be the one that leads you and guide you into all truth. So therefore, and in closing, it's about for us as leaders, we got to understand the person that we're dealing with. We have to understand that they're true. We got to understand their walk of life. We got to understand their background. And that's another thing. Understanding their background of why, who, how they operate. And by understanding their background, then you can have some concept of how to train up this person, how to make them disciples. And see, each person has a different background. Each person has a different story to tell. So then we have to understand, why did you come to Christ? They might say, "Well, my mother, my sister, my brother or sister." But it's not about your family members; it's about you, about the person, individual person. And so, therefore, I just wanted to remind you that in life, as we go out and minister to people, as we go gather and grow, we have to understand all this, and understanding the time that we need set aside to train up this person so that they can grow and help them to grow. And see, they can read the scriptures. They can understand the scriptures. They can read the scriptures until they're blue in their face. But unless someone tell them about what the scriptures really mean, that brings them life and brings them hope and a better foundation. It's like the eunuch on the side of the road. And then somebody gave him the I can't remember exactly which disciple or which apostle. They gave him the understanding of what it was the scripture was saying. And then the next thing he turned around and the apostle was gone. So therefore, we got to understand and know that there are people out there that may know the scriptures and the scriptures understand it, may know the scriptures, but they have not applied that scriptures in the verse in their life. So we have to understand again, where are you coming from? Where is the person coming from? So therefore, we have to understand that way. And in conclusion, I just want to remind you, my name is Evangelist John Quorum, or my name is John Quorum. I am an evangelist minister. I want to go out and evangelize the world for Christ. I do this on Facebook, YouTube, podcasts. And this is just a time to set aside just for instructional purpose and just to understand the things that we went over today. You have to have a set time for quiet time. I'm referring to the leaders. What is the leader's responsibility as going out and going and growing and gathering? So once we have gathered and growing and people come to the relationship with God, we have to establish a set time for a time where we can actually teach the person, and got to be consistent. And it has to be at least two or more people that was in the room with you, because we don't want to be in the room by ourselves with the new person, the new convert. But we have somebody other than it could be the pastor, it could be another person, two together, so we can have a time that we can set aside and to train that person and help them to grow. And so that's another point. And then we decide we have to have other materials other than the Bible to help us to teach the person, because sometimes we may not know. And then we have to have the second person. The second person may elaborate on something that I might not know that can be an even better tool than I can give them. And so not only that, but we have to have a set time, consistent time. We have to have two or more people in that study to grow that person. And then also we have to have a standard in the way that the person, things that the person needs to do for himself so that he can grow or she can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is what I'm going to talk about next week in the fundamental place basics of growing in God. Now, then we have to understand not just the commentaries or anything that we can use, any type of tools other than the Bible can help us to understand help the new convert to understand the Bible more. Then we have to be consistent and being in the same place, the same time every week so that the person can grow in God. Not only that, but we got to be consistent in loving, showing our love, showing the compassion that Jesus have on one another. I mean, the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering, patience, kindness, goodness, love, peace, joy, love, happiness. All the things are concepts that we need in basically being around new converts so they can see the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit that comes off of our life. And as we are a reflection of God, they themselves got to be a reflection of God. So, and again, the last one we have to understand, having a time or having a structure word or having a structure time that this is what we're going to go over this week. This is what we're going to go over next week. This is what having a daily or weekly program to go by or reading we go by to teach them in the way that could help them benefit more. And sometimes that person can be reading at home, and by reading at home, we can go review the lesson, review the plan, and stuff like that. That's a way of the concept that we have in doing things for God. And remember that being a believer in Jesus Christ is a lifestyle commitment to follow Jesus Christ, to honor God, and to live our life totally and filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can go on each and every day being challenged and being understanding by the Word of God. So therefore, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. This has been Evangelist John Quorum and Minister John Quorum. My name is John Quorum, and the ministering evangelist minister is what I do. And not only that, but I just want to say that be true to self, be true to others, be true to God. This has been a daily devotion for your spiritual soul, and continue the concept, understanding what life is with God, and bringing about change in the lives of others by go gathering and growing. And remember, be with us next week as we can digest the food, word, understand the word, as we go forth and minister the word on the podcast, understanding that things of what God has given us is powerful. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this time we had. And I just pray that you would just fill this airwave with these broadcasts so leaders and know and understand what it means to be a making of the disciples. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Until next time, have a blessed day and continue on God's way.